Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When we got this news behind the news today, I want to share, guys. I don't know if you knew this, but you know that President Obama, in his second term, he's reshifting his cabinet, which is typical. This is what most presidents do when they are elected to a second term. Mm-hmm. Especially they change cabinet positions or people in the cabinet positions, mm-hmm. and they just kind of bring in fresh blood. New people, mm-hmm. to lead these departments and help advise him, in the affairs at, particular areas in this country. Well, Leon Panetta, who is the president defense, chairperson there, in the position, mm-hmm. he's actually leaving.
Okay.
And it's today, it's expected that Chuck Hagel is going to be nominated for defense, that defense position. And it's there's a lot of concern about this. Chuck Hagel is actually a Republican, a former senator. Mm-hmm. And we got a little concerns about Chuck here, because the whole thing here with Chuck is that he has some interesting views about Israel. Mm-hmm. So this is so important. You're talking about the defense secretary, mm-hmm. and it's so important because this is the person who's like, this is military here. You know what I'm saying? This is huge.
Right.
And he was quoted before in his tenure when he was, in the Senate, he was quoted saying that the Jewish lobbying folks, that they've been an intimidating force on Capitol Hill. And it's just not like his policies are not favorable to Israel. In fact, at times he's actually resisted sanctions on Iran for its nuclear program. And it's like, this is like a no-brainer. This is not like a hard decision. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't need much information here to determine, bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not good.
Exactly.
When you have a leader who says they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They want to, come on now. Yeah, and these views matter. My understanding is that he's a decorated Purple Heart winner. He served in Vietnam. It's wonderful. Praise God for that. Anyone that can serve their country in the military, and that's commendable. Mm. But it was being said and being reported that qualifies him to be defense secretary. And it's like, just that alone qualifies him to be defense secretary?
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is what they said qualifies him. The fact that he was in Vietnam. We're not diminishing at all the service of his country at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the president, who's the commander in chief, didn't serve a day in the military.
Right.
He's the commander in chief. There has to be more to qualify someone for defense secretary. The Senate has to, he'll be nominated. He's expected to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is nominated today, that he has to go through Senate confirmations. In my understanding, he's going to have a really rough confirmation process.
All right.
These views are, you're talking about judgment. You're talking about ideology. You're talking about views. If you think that Iran, you resisted sanctions on Iran, and Iran is publicly, the president of Iran is publicly saying, mm-hmm. that we should wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Not only that, he's balked at times as naming Hezbollah a terrorist group. And it's like, what's going to happen here? What's going to be? There's a strategy. What I'm saying? This, you got to look beyond what's happening on the surface here, and you got to see that it's not going well for Israel. Mm-hmm. It's not going well for Israel. And as believers, we want to help protect the apple of God's eye. We want to be praying for Israel. We want to support policies that are supportive of Israel, not policies and people that don't have our number one ally in the Middle East. I mean, this is our friend. This is our only ally, ally in the Middle East. When we're putting defense secretary as a nomination, say, what are we saying by that?
Mm.
What are we really saying? So, wait a minute. I thought you were my friend. Why are you putting this guy over your? Wait a minute.
Mm.
And you here recently. I don't know if you guys heard this, but the president of Egypt, Morsi, right? Who's backed by the Muslim Brotherhood. I can't even say that you're not going to believe this because this is believable. But it's like if if it wasn't so sad, it would be hilarious. But it's just so sad.
Right.
The president of Egypt has, in a speech, made comments regarding Jews, and he said that they were descendants of apes and pigs. Now, what I'm saying about this, and I'm not referring, I'm going to back up and clarify a statement. I'm not referring that this was funny. I'm referring that this is just a shambles. And you have the president of the United States who's backed the Muslim Brotherhood, who's backed Morsi, who said, you know, Morsi could bring peace. He'd be a peace negotiator.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. This is a laughable concept. This is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You have the president of Egypt who is on, in 2010 he made these statements. This is not something that he can refer back to when I was younger and, you know, I was unwise.
Oh, I've changed my mind now.
Yeah, or I've changed my mind and my views and my ways.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
I misspoke. No, this is like yesterday, Morsi, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday he said that the Jews were the descendants of apes and pigs. And this is CBN reporting this, by the way. And he says that called all Palestinians to employ all forms of resistance against the Jewish state, including violence.
Mm.
Violence. I mean, let's back up here. Let's back up here. Let us not forget that it was this president who supported the Muslim Brotherhood. This was this president who spoke in Cairo, who invited the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, who Hosni Mubarak was not even invited to the speech in his country.
Right.
And why is this important? Because Israel shares a border with Egypt, and they've had a peace for many years. They've had a peace treaty for many, many years on that border.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking at, you know, what's the deal with this peace treaty? What you know, you're looking at a country now that's trying to vote for Sharia law with this constitutional change they're trying to do. Morsi has set himself up as dictator. And it's like, what is going on in Egypt?
Yeah.
And if that wasn't enough, you know, Fox News is reporting that they're selling, the United States is selling billions of dollars in military weapons, including aircraft.
To Egypt?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you think, are you, I mean, do we really want to be doing this?
Hmm.
Do we really want to be doing this? And how, you know, the question you could ask, how long can this treaty, this peace treaty last? You know, and how could Israel really trust this peace treaty? You know, there's a lot of things that come into question, and there's an attack. You got to get real. They hate Israel.
Wow.
They hate Israel. And the Muslim Brotherhood has been empowered. It's been empowered not only in Egypt, but they've had access to the White House.
Yeah.
They've had access to the White House. And you got to say, this shall not be. Let me say, we cannot give up praying for Israel. We cannot, you know, forget to stand for God and stand for Israel. And I'll say this, before we come to a break, I do want to say this, just to see how evil is and how warped men's minds can be. In Warsaw, listen to this, in Warsaw, thousands of Polish Jews died during World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through the Nazis and the ghetto camps and all the steps, you know, all the horrific atrocities that were done during this time by Adolf Hitler. Well, do you know that they have a statue? They just put up a statue of Hitler praying on his knees.
Where?
In these ghetto camps. You know, they didn't say specifically where it was, a CBN recruiting, you know, reporting. They didn't say specifically where it was, but in that area, they have a statue of Hitler praying on his knees. And it's like, what in the world? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
And one of the Jewish advocacy groups there says, they released a statement saying, as far as the Jews are concerned, Hitler's only prayer was that they be wiped off of the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying? Hitler wasn't praying to God. I don't know who Hitler was praying to. He wasn't praying to God. And just the evilness, and to this day, with undeniable, I mean, this is where there was video. You know what I'm saying? You can see this stuff has been recorded and so well documented, and yet and still, this great evil that persists in the land that wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. It's been around for a long time, and we got to stand. We're just talking about, you know, Chuck Hagel's expected to be nominated today by the President Obama for the Defense Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really interesting nomination. Although he is Republican, I mean, you know, there's no salvation in either party.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want people that are going to stand for the right principles. You're looking for principled people
right.
that are going to take head leadership positions. And what's very, you know, interesting and disturbing about Chuck Hagel's nomination is the fact that, you know, he has not had favorable ideas here in terms of Israel. I don't see this as a friend of Israel per se. You know, when you're looking at seeing Jewish lobbyist groups as an intimidating force on Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could dare say that there's some other, I would use intimidating force on other lobbyist groups, but I wouldn't say the Jewish lobbyist group is intimidating when
yeah.
they're just trying to say, hey, listen, don't forget us here, you know, while all guns are being pointed in our direction,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you have this nominee, Chuck Hagel, who has resisted at times sanctions on Iraq for its nuclear program, that's concerning.
Yeah.
That's concerning. When allegedly he has balked at naming Hezbollah a terrorist group, that's concerning.
Yeah.
These are areas of concern. And so, you know, talking about an issue, we're talking about the apple of God's eye. We want to be able to take a stand. You know, recent comments are coming out. Recently, comments are being made known about Morsi and some of the just awful things that he has said about Israel and that they're descendants of apes. It's like, come on now, are you for real?
Right.
Is this really happening? And this is not good.
Right.
This is not good. It's a strategy.